Morgan, what do you take out of that first meeting, if anything? What do you take out of it?
To be honest with you, I really just, you know, we put that behind us and just kind of move on. Like, everything we did in the regular season is done, it's over. I feel I take the approach of the postseason as a new season, fresh start. And fortunately for us, we were able to advance. And now we're going into a hostile environment. We got to play together as a team and try to find a way to get a step closer to accomplishing our ultimate goal.
Still a pretty good offense you guys are facing.
Oh, definitely. I mean, all the teams that you face from here on out are really good. And like I said, that offense and just that team period, all three phases, they're a really good football team. And our guys, we're looking forward to the challenge. It should be fun. It's playoff atmosphere, and we're excited about it.
You might have answered this already, but the rookies in the secondary, they've been consistent all season, but now it seems like they're making even more plays in the postseason. What kind of impact have you seen from guys like Demarius and stuff like that?
I think it's just, like, now you're at a point you don't look at those guys as rookies no more. I mean, those guys are – you've seen the improvement from OTAs to training camp to the regular season. Now you're seeing the growth throughout the playoffs. And like I said, from day one, those guys are competing, and they're reliable, and those guys are going to make all of us better, and we really need them. And they've really been stepping up to the call.
How is the energy, both physically and mentally, team-wide, would you say?
The energy is great. I mean, guys are really dialed in mentally. I mean, guys physically doing the things that they need to do to prepare themselves. And like I said, you just feel the energy. Guys are excited, and they're looking forward to it. You know, that's the best part about it.
Morgan, we talked a lot about the receivers from Arizona before you played them. What did you think of Johnson out of the backfield, and how much of a challenge is he?
He's a really good running back, strong running back. And he's not the type of guy that just runs the ball. You can split him out, and they can throw him the ball as well. He has good hands as a running back. And he's one of the key players on their team. And like I said, with that type of player, it takes a group effort to try to stop a player like that. And he has big playmaking ability.
What's the challenge against a veteran guy like Palmer, who's seen basically every look in the world 100 times probably?
You really have to be technique sound. I mean, a great quarterback like that, I mean, you mess up on your technique, he'll make you pay for it. You got to try to find ways to, you know, move around and not let him read your book. I mean, he's a smart player, a smart quarterback. And it's the reason their team is in the situation that they are now, because of his leadership.
Okay. Does it help that you've seen their talent? So, you know, before that first game, you probably hadn't seen a real elite offense in a couple of months. But now you saw those guys, you saw Washington last week, then you get them again. Does that help that you've been exposed to that so recently, do you think?
I don't think it makes a difference, because at the end of the day, it's all about the team that goes out, you know, eliminate the big plays, play with great technique, not have any mental lapse or mental errors. And it's going to come down. It's going to be a hard-fought game. So I don't really get caught up in the past. I'm the type of guy that lives in the now, embrace the moment, and try to maximize every moment and get the most out of this.